Okay, we're on Nun Gimel Amid Beis. The top of the Amid. Benon Nukvin Dehaven Lechi Minoi. Now we're going to discuss the Ksubas of the daughters. So the tonight Ksuba is that any daughters that he has get support from the estate up until the time. They don't get a Yerusha. But if there's girls, they get the Yerusha. If there's boys and girls, the boys get Yerusha. And they have to support their sisters till, we'll see, either they get married or they become bogros. See one second. Rav Tani Adit Silochin the Guvrin. Rav said that the Tanai Ksuba reads, till you'll be married. The Levi Tani Adit Tivagrin. And Levi wrote, until you'll become bogros. Because then they go out of the Rishus of the father anyway, so they don't get from the estate anymore. Mara says, Rav, afagav the bogar. Rav says they get support till they get married, even if they're bogros. Ula Levi afagav the insiv. And Levi holds that if they get married before bogros, they still get supported, even though they're not bogros, but they're married. Ela bogar velo insiv, if they became bogros, but they're not married. Or in civilo bugger, or they got married before their bogros, the kule amalo plige. Everybody holds it, they lose their support. The support either is until the time they're bogros, or the time they get married, whichever comes first. Ki plige barusa. The machlokas is by an arusa. They didn't have a full marriage, they just had an erison. Do they lose, and they're not bogros yet? So an arusa who's not a bogeris, does she lose her mazonos or not? That's the machlokas. The arusa v'lo bogar, the chen tani Levi masnisi, Relevi and his collection of brises, just like Rav Chiya collected brises, Levi also collected brises. So in his collection of brises, he wrote adi tivagrin v'yim de zimneon de in savon, until they become bogros, or the time comes for nisuin. Moses tarti, you need both. Ela o tivagrin, either become bogros. Or yamtizim namely in Asta. But you see, you need nisuin. Erisin, what doesn't stop them from eating. Either nisuin, or the time comes, like we learned since the beginning of the Masechta, give her 12 months, and if the time comes, and he hasn't yet married her, it's considered like nisuin already. So she loses her, what's it called? Her mazon is only at nisuin. That's what Levi holds. And what's it called? And Rav, who was it? Rav. And Rav said that, even Erison. Okay. Ketanoi. And this is like a machlokas tanoim. Whether an arusa loses her mizonos or not is a machlokas tanoim. Admosai habas nizonis ad shete ores till Erison. Or until bagrus, right? That's another possibility, but it doesn't mention it. She's not a bogeris, but she had erison. Mishum Rebbe Lazar amru achati bogir, right? And Rebbe Lazar says, no, erison is not enough. You need bagrus or nisuin. Okay. Tonei Rav Yosef ad de ahavion. Right? Rav Yosef said the tnai ksuba, but says ad de tahavion iboya achati bogir or ad iboya lo havoya de erison. Or havoyed nisuin. Havyon means you'll be arusos or nisuos. Teku, same child, right? In other words, bagrus for sure takes her out of the estate. But if she's not a bogeris, if she's just an arusa, that's a machlokus. Machlokus Rav and Levi and a machlokus Tanoim. Now we'll see it's even more than that. Rashi, let's see Rashi. L'Rav afagav the bogar bitmiya. She gets mizonos till she gets married, even if she's a bogeris. But hello, bagrus motziam rishus ad. Bagrus takes, if the father would be alive, she would be out of his rishus. Golshkein after he's dead. Veloma tezu mi beso. Ubein l'rebi, bein l'rebi lozer, b'reb shimin, shenech l'ku bedov r'perik metziyas ha'isha, b'isur nechosim, modi mizonos, the bein nosu, bein bagru, of the mizonos. They argue about isur nechosim, that they get for dowry purposes, right? But everybody agrees that mizono she loses as soon as she, what's it called, becomes a bogeris. Tipligi barusa. Rav omar adesilokon kicha de erison. Rav says that by an erison ready, she loses the mezonos. Vafil lo bogra, she's not a bogeris, and she has an arusa, she loses the mezonos. The levi o tevagrin o yinosu. The yetsu mishus av the gamri ki bagrus. And levi holds either need bagrus, or if not bagrus, at least nesuin. The chen tani levi masnisei, the levi sidr braisa shishas dorim krebchia. Ukreboshia, just like krebchia and reboshia were masadar braisas, levi also did it. Tarte bitmia, umati zimnehon, higias man shnemos erchodesh lepsula mishitova habao ked lekamon biafapi. Like we had even the beginning of the Masecht in the Gemara, right, that they give her 12 months, and at that point, if the husband doesn't marry her, she's already considered like a nesua. Arusa, okay, now go on. Omer le Rav Chizda Rav Yosef. Mishmielach minei de Rav Yehuda. Did you ever hear from Rav Yehuda? Arusa yesh lo mezonos o ein lo mezonos. Does an arusa have mezonos or not? This lechor is exactly the same shayla we had till now. Does an arusa lose her mezonos or not? So Tosa says that either he never heard the machlokas before, or he wanted to know what's the halacha. He heard the machlokas and he wanted to know what's the halacha. So, but it's according to Rashi and Tosfos, it's the same exact machlokas as before. According to the Rith and the Rambam, it's a different shaila completely, and they have a different gears in the Gemara. In the Gemara, their shaila is there's an arus and mazonos from the arus, not from the father. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's the same shaila as before. The mazonos that she gets from the estate, does she lose it when she's an arus? And that's how we'll learn.
Huh? If you lose it from her father, you'd expect the arus would have to then have the obligation, because how's the woman going to lose it?
Okay, but the Gemara says that she for sure loses it from the father. Shaila is, according to the Rambam, does she have it from the arus or not? Maybe not from anybody.
How does she do it from that year?
She'll go to work. Okay. So Gemara says like this. Well, we're learning Rashi, so we're learning Rashi and Tosfos, and it's the same shaila as before. Does she lose the mezonos from the estate? Omer le Rav Chizda, we'll see that it does depend a little bit on what you said, Chaim. We'll see 1 second. Omer le Rav Chizda Rav Yosef, Mishmielach Mined Rav Yehuda, Arusa Yesh Mazonos, Eino Mazonos. Omer le, Mashmelo Shmiel, I never heard it from him. Ele Misvara Lesla, but Svara tells me that she loses her Mazonos from the estate. Why? Kiven de Irsa, Lo Nicha Le de Titzel. Since the Arus was Ma'arisar, he's not interested that she should go around begging. Right, that's how she'll support herself, go by begging or go to work. He doesn't want her to do that. So he'll take care of her. So he's going to take care of her. She doesn't have to get money from the estate anymore. That's what he's saying. But she loses the money from the father because the Oros will take care of her. He's not interested that she should go and demean herself by begging or going to work. If you didn't hear it from Rav Yehuda, I disagree with you. And my svara says just the opposite, that she has mezonos. Why? Since the arus hasn't married her yet 100%, and he doesn't know, you know, what he's getting, he may be afraid that, you know, he's going to find some mumim, and the whole thing will be bottled. So he's not going to put his money out for nothing till he gets to see, you know, what he's got. So he's not going to support her. Therefore, she still gets the support from the father. The Ika di Amre, Omer le Mashmelo Shmieli Misvora Isla, Kivin Lo Kimle Begavolo Shodi Zuz Bichdi. Some say just the opposite, that Rav Yosef answered what Rav Chizda said in the according to the first lashon, and Rav Chizda rejoined what Rav Yosef said according to the first lashon. Right. In other words, Rav Chizda said, if you didn't hear, then Rav Yosef said, I didn't hear, but my svar says that she does have, because the Oris is not going to support her, because he's not going to throw away his money before he sees who's getting. Morris says, and Omer Le, and then Rav Chizda said to Rav Yosef, if you didn't hear it from Rav Yehuda, I disagree with you. I think she doesn't have. Because since he already has Erison with her, he's not interested that his Arusa should go and demean herself. So he's going to support her. Therefore, she loses her support from the father. Rashi. Arusi Yisoma Yeshla Mazonus Min Ha'achim Olo Hachi Garcina Misvara Lesla Kiven De Irsolo Nichole De Tetzel Misvara Niomir She'en La Mazonus Min Ha'achim. She loses her support from the estate. The Mai Time A Tikkun Rabbana Mazonus Labas Minichse Ha'av. Why did they misaken that the daughter gets support from the estate? She doesn't get a Yerusha. So why did they make a Takana De Rabbana that the estate has to support her, has to feed her? Ki Hechid Lo Tetzel Ala Psochim. Because if they don't support her, she's going to have to go beg, and it's not proper for the family that the daughter should go beg. Here you don't have to worry about that. Why the chichazi arus the mitzazla? If her arus, see, she's going to beg, right? Zayin lo, he'll feed her. Iu midinei from his money. The afapi sheinu mechuyev, even though he's not mechuyev to do it, he'll do it because he doesn't want his arusa to be demeaned. The kiven de irsalom nichle teitzel. So therefore, we're not afraid anymore that she won't be supported. She won't get food. Her Oris will give her the food. If you didn't hear it, behead you, Misvara Isla, I'll disagree with you. And I hold that Misvara, she does continue to have mazonos from the estate. Because I don't think the Oris will feed her. Because he's not going to spend money until he knows what he's got. Because maybe when he'll see her closer up, he's not going to like what he sees. So he's not going to waste his money until he sees her closer up. Okay, next. Bo minei mirav sheshes. Mima'enes. Yesh lamazonos o ein lamazonos. Right, she was married. Chiktana. She was married by her brothers or a mother. Or a second marriage, even from the father, like we've learned. So she's called the Yisoma B'chayi Ho'av. We had that quite a few times already in Yifamas and hearing Subas. And now she, what's it called, her husband dies, and she comes back now. Does she also have from the estate or not? Or since she was married, even though she was Mamayin, Lamafrei, it takes away the marriage, right? Since she was married, Lamaisa, she loses her Mazonos. Omar Lahurav Sheshes Tinisua. It's a brisa. Almana Babesaviha. Right? If you have an almana in her father's house, in other words, a woman was married, and her husband died, and she goes back to the father's house. Ugrusha Besaviha. Or she was married, and she was a grusha, and she came back to the father's house. Vishomeris Yavim Babesaviha. Or her husband died, and she's waiting for Yibum. Yeshla Mazonos. During all those times, she has Mazonos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oda Vavesavia, Yeshla Mazonos, Eina Vavesavia, Eina Mazonos. If she's still in the father's house, meaning that she only had Erusin in all these cases, then she gets Mazonos. But if she had Nesuin, not. Mora says, Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Taina Kama, the Mai says the same thing. If she's talking where she goes back to the father's house. So what's the difference between them? Elala, Mima, Enasikabinayu. The Tanakama Sovra Isla, Tanakama holds even in the Ma'enes, right, who had Nesuin, but when then it was Batel Mafreya, also has Mazonos. Rabbi Yehuda Sovra Lesla, and Rabbi Yehuda holds no, since she had Nesuin, even though it was Batel from the Miyun, she loses her Mazonos. Rashi. Almona Mima'enes. Ktani Yisoma Shesiyua Achio Miyun Abibala V'Chazra Etzlam. She had Miyun Ef Nisuin. Yeshla Mazonos Achitivagir Alo. Till Bagris. Will she have Mazonos or not? Maisa, she was married, but the marriage was dissolved. Mi Amrinu Nakrasinu L'Nisue Mi'Koran V'Havilo Kamishal Onises. Do we say since the Miyun takes away the marriage as if it never happened, so she never was married? Aldil Mahonises. The Yosim Shusav Shumaisa, she was married for a time, and therefore what's it called, the Miyun Helsin now on, but they can't take away the fact that she was married. Almana Vesaviha Kolomer Minho Erusin. She's an Almana from Erusin, so she's still the Vesaviha, and she's an Almana. The Imin Anasuim Lor Minin Yeshla Mazonos, the Adisulachin Tran. She lost it already when she had Nesuin, if she's a Nesua. She's an Arusa, and here this holds that Arusa doesn't lose her Mazonos. And she's an almana. Vafilu Levi ben Nesuin Moda. Tanakama Sovra Ma'enes Isla. Vachi Kamer. Almana Vesavia. Vahu Adin Lama Ma'enes. De Ein Kanesuin. Doak Rasino. She has Mazonos. Ve'asher Rabbi Yehuda le'meimer oda ve'shavia b'tchilasa shelo yotza misham b'nesuin yesh le'mezalnos avol mishi yotza b'nesuin ein la. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since l'maisa, there was a time that she was in a sua, even though the miyun broke it, that at that point she went out of her father's mishos. Next shayla. Boy Rish Lakish, Bas Yavama, Yesh Lamazonus or Inla Mazonus. It happens like this. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, and his wife became a Yavama to Shimon, his brother. Shimon and what's it called? Rachel. Okay. Rachel was Reuven's wife. Reuven died. Now she had Yibum with Shimon. And she had a daughter from Shimon. And then, what's it called? Shimon died. So now the daughter, the Shaila is, now does the daughter get support? And Shimon had other sons. So the Shaila now is, does the daughter get supported from Shimon's Nechasim? It's his daughter. But Lamaisa, this woman doesn't have a ksuba from Shimon. Her ksuba is on Reuven's name. And Reuven never had this daughter. So that's the Shaila. Right? Since this is not Reuven's daughter, and the ksuba is on Reuven's name, not on Shimon's name, so maybe even now she's getting, what's it called, since Shimon never wrote her a ksuba, he doesn't have the Tanai ksuba either. And therefore, the daughter of Shimon doesn't get supported from his estate, since the ksuba is on Reuven's name, and this is not Reuven's daughter. That's the shot. Kivin de Omar Mar, the ksuba of a yavama is the ksuba from, it's an extension of the ksuba of the first husband, the brother, Lesla. So Mela, there's no Tanai ksuba over here concerning this daughter. She's not the daughter of the first husband. Al Dilma Kivan de Is de Lesla Mirisha. Takinu the Rabbana Misheni, if in fact the first one, there's no nechasim, so she couldn't get her ksuba from the first one. Then the Rabbanan said, okay, now we're giving you ksuba for the second one. So even if there is a ksuba from the first one, but the Tanai ksuba wouldn't apply, therefore we apply the Tanai ksuba to the second one. Isla, teku. In other words, do we apply the Tanai ksuba in a case where the ksuba is on the first one, but since there is no Tanai ksuba from the second one, it would be just as if the ksuba wasn't from the first one, we would be misakin from the second one. Rashi, bas yavama, akonis is yudimto, v'yoldolo bas. Shimon was miyabein Rachel, and they had a daughter. Yesh lemezonos lacher misas ha'av. When Shimon dies, does his daughter get supported from his estate or not? Min ha'achim min nichsei aviolo. Kivan domer mar ksuba so eino al nichsei yovam. If the ksuba is not from Shimon, tnai ksuba di lo nomi lav al nichsei hu. Therefore, the tnai ksuba is also not from him. So therefore, she doesn't get supported. Al dil makivan damrin and hasam. I less than the chasam larisha. If there's no nechasim to the first one, so she won't get a ksuba from the first one, then they were misakin her ksuba from the second one, so just the same thing, the tanai ksuba come from the second one. Lo, takinu l'rabbana misheni kadesha lo tehekala bein avotziya, is la nomi tanai ksuba lios bito nizalnos. And the Gemara says, teiku. Okay.
What happens if there are sons from the Obama? Are they originally from the
first? What's it called? Those children. The who gets from the first brother is the brother gets.
From the brother.
If this brother is no Yibum.
No. The first brother died without any children.
Right.
So now from the wife of the one who was nephew.
Right. He has Yibum.
Correct. In other words, there were sons from this wife.
Ah, yeah, they get Yerusha from their father.
They get Yerusha.
He's still their father, yeah.
So why didn't they then from like Yerusha then have for their sister?
Because their sister, there's only a Tanai ksuba.
Yeah.
And the ksuba is on the first guy, and it's not his daughter.
Even though the Yerushim
people. Yeah, they Yerushim from their father, but they don't have to give their sister because they only would have to give their sister because of the mother's ksuba, not because of Yerusha. And the mother's ksuba is on the first one, it's not his daughter.